But first this morning, we're going to take a look at the issue of travel in the region. It's not always the easiest thing to do, depending on where you live in the Pacific. For more and more people generally, flying is certainly a lot more accessible these days, with the rise of budget airlines and increased competition in the market. But for those people who call Tuvalu home, flying in and out can be really expensive. And so for most travellers, it's not something that can be done with great frequency. So now one Tuvaluan, Komosi Kaupi, has started a petition with the aim of putting pressure on Fiji Airways to do something about the situation. They're the one airline servicing flights between Funafuti in Tuvalu and Suva, but at high cost. Komosi joins us on the program now. Very good morning to you. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your experience of flying in and out of Tuvalu. I mean, just how expensive is it?
Hi, Richard. Thank you so much for having me. So for me personally, it's cost nearly $2,000 to get there. That does include flights from New Zealand to Fiji, but the most expensive cost was actually the Suva Funafuti route.
And therefore, in terms of people being able to access this flight, I mean, is it essentially out of the range of most people who live in Tuvalu?
Absolutely. At the moment, it's only for the privileged and those who work in the government and get their flights paid for by the government who can fly, actually, even those with medical emergencies, unless they're under the actual government scheme, they will not be able to leave the island on an aeroplane to get a medical attention, now, which is sad.
And, well, not only sad, potentially dangerous as well. So, I mean, that's a very important factor in this situation. And I guess it's not something that's new that suddenly happened. So, I mean, have people tried to do something about this before? You now have this petition on the go, I think, with 4,000 signatures on it, which would tend to suggest there are a lot of people who've been waiting to have their say, but maybe you've helped them do that.
Yeah, exactly. I think up until now, no civilian has tried to do anything about it. I know our government has worked tirelessly over the years to try and bring a change, but the problem is there is such a monopoly on these flights that our hands are tied when it comes to the government. So I figured if they're not getting anywhere with it, why don't I give it a go? Even when, because we've got some local Fijians who live on the island for work, during the PIF in Tuvalu last year, they pleaded with President Bainimarama to do something to lower the fares, and apparently even he couldn't sway them in any way. So I figured maybe I could have a go and see where that goes.
So tell me, I mean, how have you gone about gathering these petitions? And of the 4,000, are these all from people living in Tuvalu, or are these perhaps Tuvaluans living outside the country who support what you're doing? Where the names come from?
It's a mixture. So I've gone on change.org. Basically, I did a Googling of what's the best way of getting an online petition done. And so I came across change.org, put in my petition, shared it on my Facebook. We also have a local Tuvaluan, an online Tuvaluan community page called Tuvaluhood. And there's about 4,000 people on there. So I shared it to that, and almost every one of them shared it amongst all their friends. But the surprising factor is that a lot of the people who've signed it are from Fiji and Tonga and Samoa. And what's come out of it is that they also are experiencing the same problems, is that Fiji is also has a monopoly on flights from their destinations to Fiji.
So I guess the question now is, when you decide that you have sufficient signatures and you submit the petition, what sort of impact will it have? Now, I mean, we've been in touch with Fiji Airlines, and one of the things they've told us, for example, airfares to and from Funafuti, they say, are structured to cover the cost of the operation, taking into account the distance and duration of the flight and the relatively low number of available seats to spread the cost about. Now, I suppose from their point of view, I mean, that's some sort of business argument, isn't it? But it doesn't help people who want to get in and out of Tuvalu.
No, and also it's incorrect, because every flight going into Funafuti and out of Funafuti to Fiji is always booked, overbooked actually. Often they have to offload passengers or luggages in order for them to be able to fly. So in terms of it not being booked up, that's actually not true.
So in the end, where there's only one airline operating a particular route, I would suggest it's going to be quite hard to bring about change. But I mean, if you've gone to the top, as you've suggested, or others have gone to the top with the Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, I mean, maybe that's the way to go to get political pressure put on.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That would be actually great if these other surrounding neighbours in the Pacific Islands would actually put pressure on Fiji government to do something about it. Because also I've heard from many different sources that Fiji government has actually put a stop to allowing any other airlines to service this route. That's not ethically right.
Are you aware that there would be other airlines prepared to give it a go?
Absolutely, or? Absolutely. There's Air Giribati that flies directly to Tuvalu, and on numerous occasions they have tried to fly out of Fiji, but they have been put a stop to. They're not allowed to fly to Fiji, from Fiji to Tuvalu, and that's been a stop from the actual Fijian government.
I mean, that's interesting because it would seem to me that there's a relatively small amount of money you would think for any airline to make out of this particular route, but they're feeling very protective about it.
They are very protective about it because the amount of money they charge per passenger range between $700 to $1,300 one way. That's not small money. That's quite a lot of money. And in fact, you can get a family for a similar price from New Zealand to Australia. That's a family. And the distance between New Zealand and Australia is a little bit longer than the distance between Fiji and Tuvalu. Now, there's a lot of things that doesn't add up to this whole thing. And that's what I'm trying to fight for. And don't get me wrong, we're very thankful for the service that Fiji Airlines has provided to our country, and as well as the government. They've done a lot for our country. And without the Fiji Airlines, we wouldn't be able to see our families. But the problem is, that is only available for the privileged. Those average people who live in Tuvalu, the underprivileged, cannot afford to go to Tuvalu or even leave Tuvalu. There's people who live outside of Tuvalu, like Australia and New Zealand, who would love to go back home and visit their families, or even just to take their families back home to see the land before it's overtaken by climate change. They are not able to do that. And that's something that I find disheartening, and it's very sad for my people.
4,000 signatures, I'm told, on your petition so far. I mean, what's your target, and who will get this petition? Obviously Fiji Airways, but I assume others will get it too, won't they?
Yeah, I would love for the Fijian government to be able to get it. At the moment, I want to make as much noise as I can, and your radio station is helping me do that. I figured that if Bainimarama cannot sway them, maybe thousands of signatures might be able to sway them, or even for me to have a meeting with them, or for them to consider some agreement. That's my aim, is for them to really think about the fact that they are actually taking money away from the poor. We are not a rich country. We rely heavily on donations from other countries. Your average Tuvaluan does not work in the government. So they don't have a lot of income. So, yeah, this is not right.